Hello.
Hello, my name is Jamisha, returning your call for customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I got a charge for $67.32 that I did not authorize.
May I get your zip code, please?
I'm sorry?
May I get your zip code, please?
Yes, it's 30643.
May I repeat that for me again, ma'am?
30643.
Okay. Okay, your first and last name?
Dena, D-E-A-N-A, Roach, R-O-A-C-H.
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to find you in our system now. And your address is 735 Rice Mill Road, apartment 78 Hartwell, Georgia?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me 1 second while your account loads. It's still holding.
Okay.
Okay, so it says that you paid shipping and handling, which was $9.97, on December 19th for a drone, right?
Yes, and that was supposed to be all I was charged. I was charged for that twice, the $9.97.
And you're talking about the $67.32 charge, right?
Yes, I got a $67.32 charge. And then the $9.97 was charged two times.
Okay, so the shipping and handling, then they gave you warranty on it also, which was the $9.97. Oh, good. The $67.32, okay, so I'm looking at this. You had a four-day trial period, and you didn't cancel within the trial period, looking at your account. So they charge you the full amount for the drone, but it also comes with a membership.
Okay, I'm going to send it back. I want all these charges took off because I didn't get it within 4 days.
No, ma'am, so it doesn't come within 4 days. You have to cancel the trial within 4 days.
I didn't see that. I just want to send it back and get all these charges took off.
Okay, give me 1 second, ma'am. Okay, ma'am. We do not take returns on items.
Well, it wasn't explained about the 4 day thing. There was nothing on there that I saw about that.
Yes, ma'am. It was on the terms and conditions. It could have been at the bottom of the page or on the side.
Okay.
But what I can do for you is cancel your membership so you won't be charged anymore whatsoever.
Okay, do that. Can you take the $9.97 off for the, or is that for the warranty?
Yes, that's a warranty, so just in case something happens to it, you can get another one.
Okay. All right. Well, this is very misleading. I'm not happy about it. I can tell you that.
I know, ma'am. I understand. Trust me. You're not the first one to tell me that. I really hate that. Would you like your cancellation number?
Just send it to my email address.
We have to give it over the phone, ma'am.
Okay, hang on just a minute. Get me a pen and a piece of paper. Hang on just a second. I got to get a pen and a piece of paper. Okay, call it out. Ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to give you your cancellation number.
Okay.
It's C as in Charlie, 263-488-573. I'm going to repeat it for you to make sure we have the same numbers, okay?
All right.
C as in Charlie, 263-488-573.
All right, hang on just a minute. Let me repeat it back to you.
Mm-hmm.
C, 263-488-573.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what's the name of your company?
The name of the company, give me 1 second, because we represent over 100 online vendors, so the company should show up on your account, which I just clicked out of. Can you give me a second? Okay, it is Shop Ideal Products.
It's what?
Shop Ideal Products.
Shop Ideal Products.
Mhm.
Okay.
Is there anything?
So I won't be charged anything else.
No, ma'am, you won't. I made sure. Let's just say you try to enter your card in, which I know you won't. We won't take your card.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day and a great New Year's.
You too. Very much.